Welcome to another version of Sound Bhakti Pulse. Recently, when I was flying out of the San Francisco airport, I went into a gift shop to get a bottle of water for the airplane for the long ride ahead. When I went to the counter to pay for my water, the lady behind the counter said, "Do you want a bag for 25 cents? I said, "No, thank you." And then she said, "Would you like a snack with that?" I said, "No, thank you." But when I walked out of the store, the sound vibration she had made, "Do you want a bag for 25 cents? Or would you like a snack with that?" stayed within my mind. And I realized that they sell a lot of snacks just by bringing up the point that they have snacks available and asking people, "Would you like to buy a snack?" Similarly, I've seen in Vrindavan, in Loi Bazaar, where people are wheeling and dealing and selling many items, especially cloth, that if you walk into the shop and you just want one small item, the merchant may then say, "Do you want saris? Do you want more dhotis?" And just by their saying that, because they're interested in selling something, the vibration goes into one's ear, into one's heart, and then there's a chance, yes, maybe I will buy some more. Sound is creative, and what we hear makes a difference. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, in Text 32, there's a very detailed explanation of how the subtle sound element manifests everything that we see in this world and is the source of creation. In fact, creation comes from sound. And also, sound can either bind us to this material world or liberate us. The Vedas say, anavriti shabdat, liberation by sound. And Srila Prabhupada in his purport to this verse says, the entire material manifestation began from sound. And sound can also end material entanglement if it has a particular potency. The particular sound capable of doing this is the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna. Our entanglement in material affairs has begun from material sound. Now we must purify that sound in spiritual understanding. Srila Prabhupada gives an example in this verse that if you are to build a skyscraper, first you must make the sound. You must talk about it. You have meetings. You bring up which kinds of ingredients you need. Then you write it on paper. And then you make a diagram. And all the while, as you're building, you have to make the sound vibration. This goes here, that goes there. And gradually, the sound creates the skyscraper building. And in a similar way, our entire spiritual advancement in life is based on the sound that we make, the sound that we subject ourselves to. And therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer to how to advance in spiritual life. Nashta praishu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. First Canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, called Divinity and Divine Service, states that by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam, the troublesome desires within the heart are practically destroyed completely just by hearing the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam. What's more, the Bhagavatam goes on to explain that by hearing about Krishna, Krishna himself manifests within the heart. Although he's already there within the heart of every living entity, he becomes prominently evident within the heart of devotees who hear about him. Not only that, Krishna, who is known as the killer of many demons, personally uproots the unwanted desires within our hearts that keep us engaged in material activities life after life, which cause us to undergo unlimited suffering and have been doing so since a time immemorial. So the practice of bhakti is very powerful but simple. By taking in transcendental sound throughout one's day, perhaps one can start in the morning early by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads and listening carefully to the sound. And then one might pick up the Bhagavad Gita and read one chapter aloud or even one verse. And how about the Srimad Bhagavatam? As one progressively goes through the Srimad Bhagavatam, listening to the verses and the purports written by Srila Prabhupada, one will then feel oneself invigorated in spiritual life, fortified for the day ahead. And naturally, one who does this will advance in spiritual life and will receive all necessary paraphernalia for doing so. So surround yourself with spiritual sound and watch as you develop everything necessary for advancing in spiritual life. Thank you for listening to this edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. Hare Krishna.